boxes on the hillside.
Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in sunny Boca Raton, Florida. It is kind of sunny, isn't it?
Today it's sunny.
It's really warm down here, too. You know, we count on our winters to give us some relief, but not this year.
No.
A few weeks ago, the Fed decided to raise interest rates. How do you think that's going to affect borrowers in the housing market?
You know, there's going to be a little bit of a pinch, but to be very honest with you, the interest rates are still so low. That really, until we get to a point where the rates, you know, start hitting levels of 6.5%, will the real estate market really begin to feel a negative effect.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, just because this Fed rate change doesn't necessarily have a direct relationship to the mortgage, you know, being raised by that amount, because it just runs differently. But for every time there's an uptick, it will squeeze out some buyers.
Well, a lot of things affecting the housing market have less to do right now with interest rates than with supply and demand, right?
Absolutely. And that's really our biggest trouble. Because there's a shortage of inventory, the prices are rising. And as prices rise and or interest rates rise, fewer buyers are able to purchase homes. So that, I think, right now has a more fundamental, stronger impact on what's happening to the marketplace than the interest rates rising. I actually like to see the interest rates rise, Steve, a little bit.
Really? Why is that?
Everybody jumps off the fence. They're like, I got to jump in before.
Uh-huh.
But then again, we have a shortage of inventory.
Yeah, so you sent me an article before that mentioned that it's this lack of inventory is all the fault of the baby boomers. Why is that?
The baby boomers. So think of it this way, Steve. You know, a lot of the baby boomers were still in their home that they raised their family in. And we had the market collapse, so they lost a lot of that equity. So those baby boomers are now starting to, you know, gain their equity back in the house, but they haven't yet moved out of that big home into what we would consider a downsized home. So as a result, they're creating this bottleneck of homes that should be on the market, and they're supposed to move on, but they're not.
I see.
And then you add their millennial children in there who won't seem to leave the house. So it's a compound effect.
Wow. That seems like a kind of a demographic that is going to take a long time to work itself through.
Yeah, you know, and the baby boomers are just real big players. In 2013, and these are baby boomers are people that are about 55 and older, they controlled 2/3 of all the home equity, according to the Federal Reserve.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so come on, baby boomers.
Get moving.
Yeah.
But you got to think of it this way, Steve. They can't live forever.
Oh, great.
The pipeline will get unclogged at some point.
At some point. Wow. What a forecast. Remind me not to ask you for any future forecasts.
Taxes
or anything.
And okay. Death.
Yeah. So we were also talking, changing gears entirely. We're also talking about Zillow, the website that we can go to check out the value of our home, kind of it's the estimated value of our homes. And I understand they have some new tools.
Yes, they're putting on a new tool where you as a consumer can go on and tweak the numbers a little bit, if you will, take into consideration some home improvements that you made. You know, Zillow has this program that gives you a big general idea. And, you know, as a realtor, we've all complained about it because we see variations of greater of $100,000 on homes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, when the number's higher and you go in and you talk to a seller, they're really bummed out when you tell them that their house isn't worth as much as Zillow. And all we ever hear, well, Zillow said.
Yeah, right.
So this is going to tweak it a little bit better. But the bottom line to all of this, you really need a realtor to come in and assess the home. They're the ones that are really out in the marketplace who have been to the other homes, have showed the other homes, have sold the other homes. So they have a much better finger on the pulse as to what's going on, you know, in the market and what your home is really worth. And same with an appraisal.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess if Zillow were going to go out and buy your home,
absolutely,
then you could count
on
it.
You can listen to Zillow.
Yeah, but I like this idea because you go into Zillow and it's this generic, you know, you have 3 bedrooms, 2 bath, and it's in a general neighborhood. But, You know, the homes there may include homes that haven't been updated for 15 years, and you know that your home is. So
Right. You
can at least use their tools to kind of add some more value to your home.
Exactly. If you're a waterfront home versus a non-waterfront home.
Right.
So it's actually kind of a neat tool for consumers, but don't rely on it.
Let's talk about renters for a moment. Because so many people are renting these days, what amenities do renters really look for, you know, in modern times?
You know, it always looks good to see these magnificent clubhouses and media rooms. They look great on tour, but that's not what they're really looking for. They're looking for fast internet access, parking, walk-in closets. This is big. Soundproof walls.
Yeah, well, in a rental apartment, I think that'd be important.
They're noisy.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, if you want internet access, parking, walk-in closets, and soundproof walls, you should just buy a house.
Exactly. Private outdoor space,
Washer,
dryer in the unit,
Microwave.
I thought that was kind of interesting. I didn't know.
Well, every apartment has a microwave.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought this was a refrigerator with ice maker and ice dispenser.
Yeah. Well, you know, that is convenient, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't. So that, I don't know what to say about that one.
I guess there isn't much more to say about that. I mean,
and they also want a swimming pool.
They want their own private swimming pool. Yeah, okay. That's what I say. Buy a house.
For $500 a month.
That's right. We were talking about credit scores off air, and the story was that, you know, great credit scores add up to savings. And I was like, that's kind of boring. We all know that. But actually, in this particular article, they had some more specific information. What was that?
Yeah, in the Journal of Housing Economics, researchers say that for every 10 points that your score increases, the loan applicant receives discounts ranging from 24 to 117 basis points on a mortgage.
Yeah, now a basis point is 0.01%. So 24 basis points would be like almost a quarter of 1%.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So for every 10 points, I mean, that can be
that's
huge.
A lot.
And, you know, that affects how much house you can buy. You know, you think of interest rate as one thing. It's like, oh, okay, so I'm paying 4.5 instead of 3.9. But that might affect as to how much, well, it does affect how much more house you can get.
Yeah.
You know, it might affect whether or not you can get the 3-bedroom versus the 4-bedroom.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So,
or microwave versus no microwave.
I think they probably have a microwave that's down the hall or something, like the washer dryer, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, located in Boca Raton, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.